We're recording.
All right.
This is
episode 4 of the podcast.
Not to be confused with episode 3, which was a total flop.
Yeah, were the requests.
No one. I'm sorry.
But
we failed. Henry failed us.
With episode 4.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Henry, Henry's not here today.
No, he's not.
Can I say gay? He decided to be gay? Non-literal, of course. No offense meant. But
he's kind of doing something somewhere, around somewhere, over there.
We quote.
That's exactly what he said. And then he turned off
the phone. Let's have the Henry conversation that we just had with him.
Alright, I'm going to play the role of
Henry?
Well, wait, both of us called him.
Well, I'll be Henry. You be you.
Alright. Yo, Henry, what's up?
Yo.
Let's podcast.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm doing something.
Oh, where are you? What are you doing?
Somewhere.
Where's somewhere?
Somewhere around there.
By that guy.
Over there.
We're somewhere around there by that guy over there.
Man, I don't know, man.
Man, quit being all stupid like that. Come on, podcast. We haven't done it like 2 weeks.
And then that's where you hung up.
Yeah, he kind of like hung up there.
Yeah.
He said he couldn't talk at the time.
He was being queer.
As Dan said, just not literally.
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to kind of start new here. He might come back next episode. We just gotta get something out there. We haven't had done podcasts for a couple weeks, right. but we might even have to rename this podcast as Following Revolution
because we no longer follow it, Revolution.
No, we follow.
Well, Revolution. We follow Revolution, but we don't just follow Revolution.
Can I finish my joke?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, let's just call it Following Revolution podcast and call it A New Hope, and later on tack on episode 4.
There you go.
That'll work, yeah.
And then we can do, you know, we can say the last three were, you know,
the prequels.
Right, the prequels.
The prequels. But they came out first, though, right. So they'd be...
Or they could be the afterwards, and then...
Alright, we got Zan playing Guilty Gear X2 here.
Yeah, back to nothing. Yeah, I'm playing Guilty Gear X2 on the PS2. I got it for Christmas. It's kind of hard to find, so the case didn't come with a cover or a manual.
Well, did it come out this year?
No, it came out, 2002, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. 2002.
That's kind of an old game.
Yeah, it's an old game, but it's fantastic. Absolutely phenomenal. Best 2D fighter I've played since, let's say, Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yep, that came a lot.
Original. Yep, it's absolutely
phenomenal. Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
2?
I thought
1 was better.
I mean, the 3 character thing was, I don't know, but there were so many good characters to play.
There were.
Like Amigo.
Right.
Can't beat Amigo, man.
Amigo!
The punching cacti. He's like the Cacfar from FF7, but like,
you know,
he does stuff.
Not as cool.
Yeah, he's not as cool, obviously, because FF7 is the best game ever made.
You can something us on that.
Take our word on that?
No, I don't know what it is.
What?
I don't know.
I'm going on the record. FF7 is the best game ever made.
Yeah, there you go. You can
best game ever made. And I'm going to get a PS3 anyway at launch, but...
You getting a PS3?
Oh, definitely.
Good man.
But,
are you going to be rocking all 3 systems, Ron?
I'm rocking all 3 systems.
All right.
Because normally
gen.
I'm really poor.
Next gen is coming up.
But I'm just going to do the one of the deals where you pre-order 3 systems, sell 2 of them, make money, and get the 3rd system for free, practically.
Wow.
With some money. I know it's kind of against, like, oh, who would sell on eBay and try and rip gamers off for all that money? Well, I need money.
I want all three systems. It's profit.
If it wasn't for that right now, I wouldn't be having a PS3 for, like, 4 years. And
it's a long
just
time.
In case they make an FF7 remake, I don't want to be broke by going out and buying a
there
PS3 that day.
All right, so,
why don't you tell us a little about Guilty Gear X2?
How about I tell you about it in my review later?
Wow, I'm so stupid. We don't have a script. We're just throwing this together.
It's cool.
What
are we doing today? Today we're doing, we don't have any user reviews. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Get on it.
We don't have any user requests. I mean, not reviews.
I posted twice on the blog, 2.5 weeks, and not a single
request. Maybe no one
looks
at your blog anymore.
Nah, this hits are staying steady from ever since podcast episode 2 or 1.
Wow.
Steady 45.
So apparently we still have
not
our listeners.
Much,
even though 4 was crap, we still have our listeners. They're
3.
Just not saying anything. I mean, 3 was crap.
4 is a new hope.
4,
it's our new hope.
4, yeah. 3 wasn't good, so maybe people just decided, oh, this sucks. Hopefully we didn't lose all our audience.
We better not have. I'll come searching for you. And I'll have to download this to your iPod. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Today
we are looking at.
What are we looking at?
Best games.
Well, we didn't really have a Christmas episode. We didn't have a New Year's episode.
Let's talk about Christmas.
Let's have.
Let's not offend any of our viewers. We gotta say Xmas here.
Shut up.
Christmas?
Oh, Christmas all the way, man.
Alright, fine, Christmas.
No.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, Merry.
It's a bit late and
Merry
Happy New Year.
Late Christmas. Merry New Year. Or
you wanna
Happy
hear about
New Year.
You wanna hear about my New Year? My New Year. I went to Mexico.
Oh, man.
Where the legal drinking age
is zero.
Practically. And I got so blasted. But that's a whole other story that we're not going to get into because this is a podcast about games. So let's talk games.
Tons of games.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Let's see. Like, all those other podcasts, like Go Nintendo.
No, don't go.
They're all like, holiday extravaganza episode.
Don't get this.
New Year holiday extravaganza.
Come on, Mark.
Where we're going to combine it into one super
podcast. Alright, you know what? Don't go dissing the other podcast people.
Man, anyway, we're the best podcast.
No, listen. listen here. Alright, so today on the schedule, which is not written down, but we're going to try and remember what
we're
doing.
We're just
going
to wing it.
We're going to have per system game of the year.
Hold on, wait. Let me quickly announce this. This is this week's podcast challenge.
Oh, God.
Write down what we're going to say the schedule is right now. And then post a comment saying how different it was when we actually do it.
like with or without schedules, which is better, you mean?
Nah, like, we're going to say a schedule right now off the top of our heads, but I guarantee by the end of the episode that schedule will have changed so much, you have to post every difference there was.
Alright.
Like, different order. Yeah. Do it this time! And, we'll think of something we can offer. So what do we got? We got reviews.
We got reviews, and, yeah, I'm going to be reviewing Guilty Gear X 2.
I'll be reviewing, I didn't really think of this yet.
Well, let me talk.
Yeah,
you talk. I think, I'll probably end up ranting for Henry since he's
I got it!
Okay.
Advanced Wars, Dual Strike for the DS. Oh, game owned!
Alright, well, there you go. I'll probably end up doing Henry's rant for him.
We didn't get
any, you know, requests for my new topic, so I'm not doing the girl thing again. That was really lame. So I'm just going to
for the time being.
You know, I think I should be the ranter because I'm a good ranter. I am.
I'm a good ranter too.
I don't want to go on a rant here, but the United States foreign policy makes it about as we use that joke last.
Much sense as Beowulf
having
sex with Robert
Thornton.
Fulton.
Billy Bob Thornton.
No. With really? Robert Fulton.
Bob is short for Robert.
Dude, Robert Fulton at the first Battle of Antietam. I'm trying to think of the next part. It's from Family Guy.
When a neo-hydroxyl group doesn't finish it. I don't know. Here, drop it. Okay.
We're all good ranters here.
We're going to have that?
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing something. I don't know what.
Maybe we'll have a challenge of whose rant is better.
Indeed.
And everybody can vote on it.
Yeah. And then...
Yeah.
Wait.
We're trying to involve the listeners here so we could actually have a podcast with content next time.
Right. And like I was saying, I don't have
a... New hope!
I don't have... Wait. We don't have a schedule. So yeah, new hope indeed. And then, so what we're going to be doing today is we're going to be looking at each system game of the year, like per...
Yeah, well, with every New Year's episode comes the game of the year.
Right, best this and that
of
the year.
Yeah, we might do some genres. We're going to do, like, the systems, though. Dan's going to cover the PS2.
And DVD.
DVD, if that's not a game, but games come on DVDs.
Indeed.
Yeah!
Okay, so...
Not for long, though. HD DVD is coming.
What else is going to be today?
We got the reviews. Yes, we're just going to forget about Xbox.
Yeah, alright, so, let's start. You want to start with the reviews? Do something different? For the new year?
Yeah.
Start with the reviews. Alright.
New Hope.
Alright, here I'm reviewing. I want to go first.
Alright, well,
let me
play a game then.
No, I'm reviewing. Man. Fine, you know what? Here, you play Guilty Gear, test it out.
Alright, I'll play some Guilty Gear.
Alright, so, let me eat a potato chip real quick.
And since I'm the Rocksaurus.
Want a potato chip?
Nah, I'm cool. I got my chips over there.
Chips.
Since I'm Rocksaurus, I don't need to look at some manual. I can just kind of pick up a controller and play it. I'm not some Bunzor guy.
Oh, no.
Ooh, what's the triangle do?
Actually, yes, that's a good thing about Guilty Gear, is You can just pick it up and play. You don't need skill. However,
Buttonmaster. Sorry.
Yeah. Very well. He didn't.
I was joking. Is this really a Buttonmaster?
He didn't just say that, but you can. You can Buttonmaster. I mean, come on. It's a 2D fighter.
All right, but there is.
I play with my two main characters are Eddie. Huge character selection, by the way.
How many characters?
I don't know. Like 23.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
No, it's not.
My main characters are Soul Bad Guy.
Soul Bad Guy.
Soul Bad Guy.
The funniest name of a fighter I've ever seen.
Kai Kisei.
Kai. Shub.
Okay. And then Eddie.
You already said Eddie.
I did say Eddie? Alright, well, there you go. Okay, so here, put in my name. I got a high score.
I can't even see your team.
I'll just press AAA. It's cool. Alright, so anyway, I turned into GGX. Okay, so this game, you can just pick it up and play. Or you can learn, you know, some of the moves, some of the in-depth style, and do that. You know, it's stylized. There's a lot of things to choose from.
You don't use the analog stick in this?
What?
You don't use the analog stick?
No analog. Okay, huh. So, cause that's 360, and you know, you only got like down diagonal right and stuff. You don't need all 360
gears.
Okay, so
I have no clue what these characters do.
Good starting character. There's something you can unlock called gold characters, and they do like way more damage, and they have special.
That around. Oh,
that's cool. Don't worry about it. Just have fun.
Oh, yeah, like some Mexican dude smoking a pipe.
It's a vampire. Okay, so all right, so graphics. The graphics in this game are amazing. They're very fun to watch, very good to look at, very pleasing to the eyes. But, you know, very cool 3D backgrounds that you got.
We need to embrace 2D more often.
We do need to embrace 2D because this fighter is absolutely amazing. Okay? And then gameplay.
Yeah, I just, like, ate some girl.
I told you, he's a vampire.
I know, but
like I said, the gameplay is absolutely fantastic. You can button mash and win. See, Mark's kicking ass right now by
button mashing.
But, there's also a lot of things to learn. There's in-depth moves, and there's, you know, like, each character, certain characters have a lot more moves than others, which is kind of odd, you know, like,
it is good,
it's
graphics are amazing.
The graphics are really, really amazing, especially looking at,
why do subpar 3D when you can do above par 3D?
Especially looking at the fact that this came out in 2002, I mean, this is phenomenal graphics, and, the gameplay is deep, but it also, you know, retains a simple kind of, fun factor. Story mode. That's about it. It's not really, you know, a main story to the game.
Yeah.
But it has a fun story mode, and where, you know, story mode, you can get three endings for each character, and you do that, and after you get all three endings, you unlock the gold character, and the gold character will have some sort of certain, like, refined moves or, like, you know, extra speed or be stronger or something like that.
I think, how much does this game go for price-wise nowadays?
Price-wise, you know what? I was looking on eBay to buy it. I was looking on eBay to buy it new, you know, with the box and manual and everything. It was going for about $70, $80.
Ah, man.
Yeah, but I bought this, like how it is right now. No manual, no cover or anything.
Oh, I gotta
just
have a cover at least.
Just the black box. No,
cover.
I know. Just the black box was $20. Yep.
$20.
Yep.
I was going to buy this game now.
Not cheap.
Now, oh crap, this guy's huge.
Here you got Dr. Fawcett 9 feet. What else do you have besides graphics and gameplay and stuff? Fun factor is way up. A lot of fun to play.
It definitely is.
I can play for, you know, I play for like hours at a time.
Just when you're button mashed, you just play like you're the most godliest player in the world.
Right. What else is there?
Replayability?
Replayability? Yeah, replayability, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of unlockables in this game. You know, there's separate endings for every character. There's survival mode, there's MOM mode, there's, training mode. Lots of different modes in this game, lots of fun. Let's see.
Well, if you do want this game, but you don't want to pay so much,
just get the black box.
If you have an Xbox,
oh yeah, you can get Guilty Gear X 2.
One,
reloaded.
Rethink your gaming preferences, and then after you're done that, and you decide, well, it's alright, but stick with PS2 and GameCube, you can buy Guilty Gear X 2 Sharp Reload for Xbox, which I'm sure is much more common.
Reload is for Xbox. You know, it's cheap. It has a couple extra characters, But if you can't get the Xbox, there was a Reload that came out for PS2, but it was only released in Japan and Europe.
Import it.
So if you're up to it, import it. If you're up to it, you can buy the Xbox Room if you have an Xbox Reload. But if not, then you can just go ahead and buy the PS2 version. Should be able to get not everything with it for fairly cheap and great game. I'm gonna give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
I'm not gonna give it a 10 out of 10 because
it does need to. I mean, button mashing is always the
right,
best.
Right, button mashing isn't always the best thing to do. You know, you could, it could be deeper.
Oh, some pirate girl.
The characters could have more moves. I mean, there's certain times where, like, you know, you'll figure, down to right, that should do something. Down to right, circle.
Moves.
But, you know, you press down to right circle and it does nothing. You're like, that could have been a move. So, they could have added more. And then
teleport.
That would have been a 9 out of 10. But I'm giving it an 8 out of 10.
I'm already killing people without getting hit once.
Right. Yeah, it's on easy mode right now, actually, because...
Shut up.
Because certain things to do in story mode are really hard without it being on easy mode.
Well, I'm doing
but,
what I can.
Yeah, he's having fun. So, the reason I'm not giving it a 9 out of 10, and instead of giving it an 8 out of 10, is because... At certain times, you will find extremely steep difficulty increases.
This chick just like tripped me.
That's a guy. Bridget the boy.
Oh.
Yeah. In the miniskirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guessing a Japanese publisher made this game.
Yeah, they definitely did.
I kind of explained it.
Okay, so
yeah, that's kinda weird.
There you go. And
killed him in one shot.
The reason I'm not giving it 8 out of 10 is because there are
because of Bridget?
That's part of it. There are steep increases in difficulty in certain parts. Like, you'll find that, like, you'll be fighting, you know, even on easy mode, and then finally you'll get to the last boss, and he'll just be, like, insanely hard. So I'm giving this game 8 out of 10. Great fighter. If you can find it for cheap, buy it. I wouldn't pay more than 20 for it.
Yeah, 20 seems alright.
But if you can find it for, you know, less, or if you can find it with a cover and manual, I'd go for 30 for that. It's a great game. Absolutely great game. The newer one, Guilty Gear Isuka, shouldn't be as hard to find.
Isuka.
Oh, but it's not.
A new one after this.
There's a new one, but it's not as good as this one.
We're making Dust Strikers for DS.
Oh yeah, and then there's a DS one coming out.
It should be out this year, I think.
But Isuka is not as good as this, and neither was Guilty Gear X. So there's X, X2, and Isuka, and X2 was
the best
by far.
Yeah,
so, go ahead, buy it. Good game.
Yeah.
Mark, and you're reviewing what?
Charlie
He's drinking.
Drink.
Okay.
Advance Wars. I'll wait. I should have planned this.
Go ahead, Advance Wars.
I don't feel like it, though.
Have a blast. It's Advance Wars. It's fine. It's good.
It's a console title, though.
Doesn't have to be up to date. We're finally doing something up to date with the games of the year. That'll be the most up to date thing we've ever done.
I guess I'll go for Advance Wars.
Yeah, go for Advance Wars. Sure.
Right, I'll do Advance Wars. All right, Dan's gonna take over.
I can't play
the
player.
Can't
see
the game. What are you gonna play? Is Bridget?
Psh. Pshaw. All right, go ahead.
What was that?
Pshaw.
All right, Advance Wars Dual Strike. Yeah, Dual Strike starts with the letter DS also.
Ooh.
So it's like Advance Wars DS.
Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, it is. That's why they have Resident Evil Deadly Silence, Guilty Gear Dust Strikers.
I said coincidence, I think not. It's not a coincidence.
Oh, no, it definitely... Wait. Oh! Ah, I'm stupid.
Yeah,
it's definitely not coincidence. But, yeah. Game for the DS came out in August. Came out same time as Nintendogs, and on that day, I was thinking of picking up either Nintendogs or Advance Wars, and
ooh.
I picked up Nintendogs at the time.
Okay.
Well, because I was in Florida at the time, and the store there never got Advance Wars.
Nintendogs. If you guys all know what what's that Japanese reviewer?
Oh. The magazine?
Fitsimuju. What's it called? Famitsu.
Yeah, Famitsu. Yeah, the magazine.
Okay.
Famitsu.
Yeah. They gave Nintendogs a 40 out of 40.
I'm not surprised, personally.
Really?
But here's that good? It's really, like, it depends on, like, if you like it or not. Like, I personally think it's such a great game. Like, I'll give it probably a 9 out of 10. But it only has good appeal if you don't have other games. Like, I'd rather play an action game like Sonic Rush.
Well, the reason I brought that up is because this is very exciting. Kingdom Hearts is in my top three favorite games of all time. Okay,
I'm just kind of dropped it. I've been playing for a while.
I'm sorry, Mark, but I absolutely love that game.
I've been meaning.
And
to
the
get
reason
back
I'm
to
so
it.
Excited is Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts 2 is coming out, and it got a 39 out of 40.
That's good.
Yeah, that is really good, and you know I'm really excited about this game. But anyway, continue the review.
Yeah, I regrettably picked up Nintendo at this time, and I finally got Advance Wars for Christmas, and I really wish I got Advance Wars back then. It is such a good DS game; I can't stop playing it. It's a turn-based strategy war game. But now you say made war game, it's like, oh, I don't want to play another Brothers in Arms.
Medal of Honor, Conflict of Storm, yeah.
Call of Duty. Call of Duty 2, though, is good, so you can excuse that. But, it's not like a normal war. Like, your enemy in this game is,
it's
actually
like cartoon wars.
Yeah, kind of. But the enemy in this game is actually, like, some space person, so all their units and all their tanks are all fake. Like, they just created them, but they did a really good job. Like, they have all these crazy bombs and stuff. You fight with your basic units, your infantry, your missile infantry, whatever. Or no, mech units.
This is Gold Kai. I told you how, you know, you unlock all three. Get all three paths, you get...
Oh, you're talking about Guilty Gear.
Yeah. Unlock all three paths, you get the gold character. This is Gold Kai against regular Kai right now. Watch how hard I earn him. Ready?
How hard you... Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. Okay. I'm gonna announce that he slashes him. He does a magic beam. He slashes him. He does a magic beam. He slashed him downward. He got kicked. And then he killed him with a slash.
4 hits.
So...
4 hits.
It was like 5 hits,
I think. Sorry.
It's not bad. Considering you got hit once and it took, like, nothing off.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you have your infantry units, your mech units. You have... tanks, mid-tanks, mega-tanks, I think. Crazy, like, helicopters and bombers. And the game does really good in your campaign mode. Like, it introduces units as you go along in your missions. And so you really, like, get to spend time with each unit as you gain the ability to use them. So you never just get a unit and you're like, what do I do with this? The two screens really works good on it because... On the GBA Advance Wars games, you're always wanting to get all the information and whatnot. So you have to click around, go into the menu, then go back to gameplay, go back to the menu. When DS, you always have all information on the top screen at all times, and you're still in gameplay.
Wow.
And additionally, you can play the entire game with the touchscreen, which you do need really good precision because everything's really small, because you have to fit like a whole war practically on a small screen. But... like, since that might be kind of hard to play in a car ride or something where it's bumping around, you can play the game completely with a D-pad and face buttons or the touchscreen, which is a really good option. Like, you can use both. If you use the touchpad, or if you use the D-pad and face buttons, control is the same as any GBA Advance Wars games. Graphics are slightly better. They're still 2D, but it's good.
For everyone that played the original Advance Wars, which I played,
I
loved it.
I never
it
played the second one,
game.
Though. I didn't even
I
know.
I played the second one either. But... for everyone that played the original Advance Wars, you could imagine how much, you know, beneficial it would be to have the entire game being able to play on touchscreen. I mean, all you gotta
do is...
you
can just go
right, click
anywhere,
and point, click and point, click and point.
And in case there's a button that you need that, like, is new in this game, like, maybe, like, switch... because now you can fight on two different maps at the same time.
Oh,
maybe
wow.
To switch between maps. Say you need to press the Y button. Well, for that game, they'll just add a little Y symbol at the very top of the screen. You just... tab that with your stylus instead of having to press Y. So they just always throw buttons up there if you need them for some reason. The missions are so extremely hard. It's the AI...
I never actually beat the first one because the missions were so hard.
You never beat the first mission?
I never beat the first one.
Neither have I. I stopped playing it eventually. But, I think on Dual Strike, I'm on mission 14. And it's so painstakingly hard. But the thing is, though, eventually, it really gets your mind going. Because it's hard that the first time you play, you're just shocked. But when you really start to think about it and you start getting strategies, it's not that hard. It makes you think. It's not just like a run right or left or jump around or something.
Thinking is good.
It really gets your mind going in a good way. It's not like math or calculus or
physics. Thinking is good. Know what else is good?
Touching is good.
You got me.
I got him on that one. And this one also you fight with, in a lot of your battles, you fight with two CEOs at the same time. Which is really cool because every CEO has their own power. They have a whole cast of characters. Jake, Rachel, Max, Sensei.
Wasn't Jake in the first one?
Yeah. Okay. There's so many different characters. I think I have about 9 CEOs right now. And each of them have a power and a superpower. And if you save up all your powers, if both your people at the same time get superpowers, you can use the tag power. Which pretty much means you get 2 turns in a row. Which just devastates the enemy, and you get all your superpowers at the same time. Superpowers may be all direct combat non-infantry units get higher power, all fighting on planes power is increased, get more money in a turn, even ones just make units pop up at all your buildings. It's a really in-depth game, and sometimes you have to fight other people with 2 COs. Or sometimes you'll have 2 complete separate armies fighting one person, which sounds really easy because you'd have 2 whole armies against one person, which they'll find a way to make it extremely hard. Overall, the game is so incredibly in-depth. You have all your multiplayer over ad hoc. You have a new real-time Advanced Wars battle, which is new to the series, real-time battle. Which you actually choose units and you move around real time and you shoot things, you take over buildings.
Like real time and then you're moving and they're moving?
Yeah.
Not turn based?
Nope.
That sounds like fun.
It's fun, but it's not that in depth. It's good for a quick fix. You might play it once or twice, but it's still all in the turn base because since it's real time, you can only move one unit at a time. Still, you only use one unit.
Right.
It's really interesting how they have it set up, but. For instance, if you want to play single card multiplayer, you have to play the real-time battle. But once you have 2 multi-card multiplayer, then you can do all your
I missed something. Is it card-based?
No.
What's the card? What are you saying card?
Multi-card or single card. 1 game pack.
Okay,
all right. If 2 people want to play, but only 1 person has the game, that's single card player.
Okay.
The game, incredibly in-depth. It's just taking Advanced Wars and popping the knots at the 50. It's just taking Advanced Wars and just making everything about it so much better.
Sorry.
Excuse me. You're excused. Okay. This time. This is a New Hope here, man. Come on!
How about that time?
Don't push it, Dan. Don't push it. I was going ahead until you coughed.
Sorry. Please forgive me. Continue.
We don't have any listeners to excuse you, so sorry. Alright. Advanced Wars is really cool for a price point of $35. And any of you should have a DS right now already. Buy it. 9.5 out of 10.
Whoa!
9.5.
Now why didn't it get 10, Mark?
Because sometimes it can just be so hard. And I don't know if there's any difficulty setting, in an options menu, but I've never been there. I'm assuming there isn't. I mean, the AI is amazing. Sometimes when they make moves, I'm just, wow, how'd they even think to do that?
Right.
It's a real person I'm fighting against. But it just turns out, I've been at this mission 14, I think, for about almost a week.
Yikes.
Of course, I haven't played it every day since then, because I'm on a lot of other games. But, it's so hard. But that's why I think it's going to go down to 9.5 instead of 10. Yeah.
All right. That was a nice review, Mark. Much better than your failed last time.
From episode 2. Yeah. No, last time was good. American Wasteland?
Episode 2.
American Wasteland review was good. The last episode. So what are we at now in the podcast?
I want to say that I love my girlfriend. She got me that. She got me that.
It's like a neon sign in his room that says Zan's Pub with a beer bottle. That looks expensive.
Oh, it was expensive. And she bought it for me with her own money.
Well, she buy her a cell phone out of nowhere that one time. And a whole
that's true. I buy her a lot of stuff. But, yeah. I mean, it paid off.
Man. All right, you threw it out there.
All right. Oh, my God, wait.
Does she even listen to this? Like, will she know?
Oh, no, she won't know. But
what's the point?
I don't know. All right,
hey. All right, what do we got next on the podcast?
I would like to point out real quick, okay? Has anyone seen the stupid commercial for that game? What's it called? That stupid Xbox 360 game. I swear to God.
Which one?
I don't even remember what it was called. Cameo.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I swear to God, PS1 could have pulled that off. If they're gonna... That game looks like disgusting crap, okay? If they're gonna make... No, listen to me. If they're gonna make...
Alright, this sounds like a rant here.
If they're gonna make... Okay, they come out with an Xbox, right? They brag about the Xbox, okay? This is where Xbox falls short, okay?
Wait, what's this got to do with the commercial?
What?
What's that got to do with the commercial?
Shut up. This is where Xbox falls short.
Is this the commercial where the hooded girl walks up to the guy in the forest?
Yes. Yes, it is. Okay? This is where Xbox falls short. See, the reason that they released their system so early is because they knew if they would have released it at the same time as PS3, they would have got destroyed. They would not have sold one unit, okay? That is why they sold their system this early, okay? They could not have sold it at the same time as PS3 because the ratio for units sold would have been 1,000,000 to 0, okay? That's why, okay? They cannot bring out a system and then, you know, say, oh, we're Xbox 360, we revised our Xbox, it's a good system now, and then put out games like Cameo. The game looks like doo-doo, a piece of junk, okay? Bill Gates took a dump and put it into a machine and out popped this game. Okay? This game is utter crap. I don't even have to play it. I can just look at it and say this game is not going to be good.
Dude,
okay?
Heard onion flavored rings taste like crap.
If you're gonna advertise a game, what you're supposed to do, okay? Sorry guys, big surprise here. I don't know if you guys knew, but if you're gonna advertise a game, you're supposed to make the game look good. That's the point of advertising. You don't advertise a game to make it look like junk. Okay? If you're gonna release the game, make it look good. Even if it's gonna be doo-doo, if it's gonna be crap. I mean, why would they even show us gameplay from that game? If they're gonna release the piece of doo-doo game, then they should have at least showed us all, you know, cinematics in the commercial so that we knew that it would, you know, maybe there was some chance of it being, you know, okay. Who's gonna buy this? 2-year-olds? This game looks like disgusting. It's like tack. Tack and the power of juju mixed with my left nut, okay? This game does not look good. This game looks absolutely terrible. And if this is what Xbox 360 is going to bring us, then I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Microsoft, but you guys have got another thing coming. I think I just... That's my thing. Henry can think of something else because I'm ranting every week.
Objection! That was from Phoenix Wright. He's attorney for DS. Just a planet. Counter rant, Zan. I'll defend it.
Try.
Oh, I'm defending it,
I just won the hearts of all our viewers. You try.
See, I, on the other hand, like the Xbox 360. I hate Xbox.
Do you like Cameo? Have you seen that game?
Yes.
If I pissed all over a toilet seat and ripped out my pubes and then sprinkled it all over the
place... Dude, I want that's going to be just one giant beef.
That is what that game would look like.
Come on, I gotta do editing now.
No, you don't.
That's a lot of pressure
pubes,
on me.
Pubes is not a curse word, and neither is piss, okay? So just no editing. Come on.
Careful,
right.
Though.
I'm watching you.
I want to hear it.
I'm watching you do all it. Right.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. I'm not going to go yell and go
off. You waste all my time. Now I'm not going to get the high score.
All right, I'm not going to go all crazy doo-doo piss crap now. I'll admit that when it first, like, came out, I didn't like Cameo too much. I played the demo for about 2 minutes, so it was, but, about a couple weeks ago,
You disgraced yourself by playing that game?
I played the demo in, FIE.
Shame on you.
In a store. I really got into the demo, and I really like it.
Oh my God.
If you like the old school N64 Rare platformers like Banjo-Kazooie and all those, you'll love this game, I think.
Mark,
graphics are top notch, I think.
What? Definitely. Are you joking?
Have you ever
PS1 quality? It looks like doo doo.
Maybe if you
looks terrible.
Have you played this game on the HTC?
I need to play it.
Yes, you do.
You know what else they were bragging about? That
what are you?
You know what else they were bragging about? They were also bragging about Psychonauts, which also looked terrible.
Sure, the graphics weren't top notch, but it looked like such a really fun game.
Okay, sure it did. Okay, but my main thing I'm just saying just now is that they didn't even try and make that game look good.
No, the graphics are amazing.
Bad. Are you kidding me?
Play it on an HDTV.
Mark, it looks so bad.
And don't watch it on your little 480i cable channel.
What are you talking about? That game looks so bad.
You have no clue.
The gameplay is great. When I say looks bad, I mean it looks bad. I'm being literal here.
It looks good.
It doesn't look good.
Yes, it does.
It looks like doo-doo.
You're playing 2D Fighter right now.
It looks good. It's top-notch.
Top-notch?
Oh, look, it's Henry.
Yeah, I saw Cameo, too. It looks like doo-doo.
See? He agrees. Dude, Henry's off doing something somewhere around the corner by something doing crap. I almost hurt there. But,
Sony!
The graphics are so good. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that PS4...
Are you making all this up just so we have, like, a good, like, controversy, like, for the podcast, or...
No, I'm not. That's exactly what I'm not doing, actually.
Oh my god, I can't believe you would even think it looks bad.
It looks terrible! You think Xbox...
Dude, they just had a bug fly by the screen on your little 2D game, which you could see every individual pixel, and on his 14...
They did it on purpose!
Why would they do... put a big pixel in front of the TV on purpose?
Because it's funny! It's a joke! It's a joke! Oh, that was so funny! Pixelated bugs! See? It's funny!
Holy crap, man. Nah, Cameo looks so great. And to defend it further, the gameplay is awesome.
I don't care about the gameplay, okay?
It's a $50 launch title, so it's not $60.
Looks terrible.
Controls are awesome. The whole premise of the gameplay is great. The only problem, I've heard a lot of problems about the Water Temple boss, which...
Oh, Water Temple. Let's go copy Link now.
Water Temple. It's like the Water Palace, or I don't know. Who knows? I haven't played it. I've just heard bad things about the boss. But, I like it.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Mark.
But my one problem with Cameo is it clearly is not next gen. The only reason I say that is because...
That's what I just said!
No, I mean, like, they could have pulled it off last gen because...
Mark, you're just proving my point now. You just talked a whole bunch of crap about...
No, the graphics are amazing, but I'm saying they could lower the graphics because it offers nothing new control-wise and gameplay-wise for next gen, but it is nonetheless a good game. Because if you have an early GameCube, and you have the box for the GameCube, look on the back of the box. It shows little snapshots of a bunch of games, such as Luigi Mansion, NBA Live 02 or something, and Cameo Elements of Power. Cameo was supposed to come out for the GameCube.
Okay, Mark. Okay.
Meaning they could easily pull up. You can go find snapshots of it online. The graphics... sucked.
But if you're gonna release the game for the next gen system, you're supposed to revamp the graphics. You're supposed to make it better.
Then
you're not supposed to release the exact same game.
Then Rare got bought out by Microsoft. So then
you know that.
Cameo was supposed to be made for the Xbox. They didn't have enough time because it was already nearing the life of the Xbox. So they decided to make it for the 360 and gave it beautiful visuals, all in HD, great color, sharpness, craziness. There you go with your again.
It could have looked so much better.
What are you talking about? No D-Wave 4, but it's way better than American Wasteland graphics on a 360. Or it's, like, a little bit worse than Madden. Better than Gun. All those ports.
Well, good for you, Mark. I'm glad that you just proved my point.
Prove what point?
Prove my point that the graphics aren't as good as they could be.
Shut up.
Okay. Moving on!
Moving on! Because I won that debate.
Sure you did. You know what? It's over. It's over.
It's over? Alright. What do you got next on the podcast?
Alright, we're going to close off with our...
Oh, we got to do the game of the year stuff.
Yeah.
Alright.
End of the
year. I need to talk more. Man.
Alright. Can I start? Because I have like two things to say.
Alright. Go ahead.
PS2 game of the year.
If you're going to talk, please hold a microphone.
Okay, sorry. PS2 game of the year. For me, it was tough, okay? I was troubling over either Devil May Cry 3 or...
Shadow.
Or Shadow of the Colossus. And I think that they were both absolutely fantastic games. Yeah, they were just really, really, really great games. But I think I'm going to have to give the PS2 Game of the Year to... You know what? No, you know, Metal Gear Solid 3. That too.
You played that?
But it was... I played a demo. It was good. It was really good. Alright, but you know what?
Is there anything dramatically different from Metal Gear Solid 2?
Of what?
I mean, look at Devil May Cry 2 and 3.
The difference
is groundbreaking.
Right. Okay.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Simply because.
So slow.
What, in Shadow of the Colossus? Oh yeah, the that definitely could have waited.
If I had to choose it,
that definitely could have waited until PS3.
Might be DMC3.
I'm gonna go with DMC3.
I personally chose We Love Katamari. Read it on the blog.
All right. Well, these are so innovative, right? Well, these are the games that I've played through. These are the games that I've had fun with. The game of the year for me, I doubt anyone will agree with me, but it's just because I loved it so much. It brought back the badass Dante we all know and loved. Devil May Cry 3.
This party's getting crazy.
It was so good.
I thought it was food in my mouth. It just was spit out everywhere.
It was so good. Phenomenal game. Okay. You have to buy it. I mean, this game was incredibly amazing. Price point?
Still 50?
I think it's... No, it should be 40.
I'm not buying it yet. I'm poor!
I don't know. Maybe it
DS
is 50. I really don't know.
Game to buy. 360!
I'm not sure what the price is right now, but it was, you know, just... I reviewed this game already, and I gave it... I think... Did I give it 10 out of 10? I did. I gave it 10 out of 10.
I guess so.
It was... I mean, it was... It just brought back the game we loved. That DMC2 destroyed. It was just an absolutely phenomenal game. You have to play it. And then, what I'm also going to say, not game of the year, DVD of the year.
Whoa!
This is tough. How many DVDs came out this year? A couple hundred?
Hundreds! Thousands!
Billions and millions!
Documentaries and like refatches.
Right.
Patches, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. This was also tough for me because I'm
promotional DVDs.
I'm a huge movie watcher. But okay. I love Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Okay. Aqua Teen Hunger Force is one of my favorite shows of all time. I mean, it is an absolutely phenomenal show.
It is.
It's incredibly hilarious. It makes you laugh out loud funny, but it is not the DVD I chose.
Man, you got that problem in there.
It is not the
what
DVD.
What are you doing on my lawn? I can't personally...
Carl, yeah. But it is not the...
You got Shake doing it, something...
Hey! It is not the DVD I chose.
I thought you told you stop talking there.
The DVD I chose of the year...
Was it Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No, it wasn't, actually.
Oh, you fool us!
It was.
I feel mad, stupid doors.
Aeon Flux. The animated series. Alright. Excuse me.
Yeah, I should stop that.
This DVD. Okay, I don't know. Most of our listeners has probably never seen Aeon Flux, the animated series, because it came out in, I think the 80s. So most of us weren't even born yet. But, this DVD was absolutely amazing. I mean, it was like, you know, it's really... When I first said to my mom, I bought it for Christmas. I said to my mom, I was like, Mom, I thought it looked like an anime at first because like, the way it was drawn. And I was like, Mom, I want this for Christmas. And, she ended up buying it for me, and, you know, it said MTV on the side. I was like, oh, so it's not an anime. And I turned it on, I turned it on and started watching it, and it's crazy. It's everything that the guys of today want to watch. There's sex, there's violence, there's drugs, there's sex, there's violence, there's sex, there's sex, there's violence, there's sex, there's violence. It's absolutely fantastic.
I'm going to have to look at this, because I've heard Slippy Rama won't have to be the best.
It's so much fun. It's not an anime. It's an animated series.
Oh.
It's so much fun to watch. Anime. There's people running all over the place. There's people getting, their arms blown off, and people, chopping people's head off, and aliens. Oh, yeah, aliens, too. People love aliens.
What's the plot?
okay, yeah. And since, I bought it, I thought it was an anime when I bought it, so I figured it was going to be all connected, okay? So I turned it on, and they're not connected at all. They're not connected.
How long is each episode? An hour and a half hour.
Huh? Oh, each episode is 22 minutes, half hour.
Weird.
So I turned it on, and, I watched the first episode, and I was like, whoa, this is insane. And then I went to the second episode, and nothing, it had no relation to the first one at all. I was like, hmm. And then at the end of the second one, she kind of dies. So, that was that. And she died at the end of the second one. So I was kind of like, hey, what's going on? Is there going to be a new Eon Fox? And it goes to the third one, and she was still there. And I was kind of like, oh, I guess they're not linked. But I had a lot of fun watching this DVD because it was really, really smooth animation. Lots of bloodshed, lots of gore, lots of, sex
made in
and
America
violence.
Japan.
And made in America. It was just a lot of fun to watch. And if you kind of watch it, it kind of reminds you of Beavis and Butthead in some ways.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. The animation in some ways, it's like something you'd see on Beavis and Butthead sometimes. It's a lot of fun to watch. It's really, really, really good. 10 episodes in the box set, and then the entire third DVD is dedicated to extras,
that's
such as drawings, and there's little mini shorts with there's the pilot episode, and then there's mini shorts with no dialogue. It's all sound effects and stuff.
Weird.
A lot of fun to watch. Okay, that's all I got. Mark, what you got? You got the GameCube of the year. What do you got? Let's go.
GameCube game of the year. I'll give you one guess to what I choose. I've been saying this over and over every single podcast. It missed 05 Game of the Year. It came out in January. That is, of course, Resident Evil 4.
Is this the 05?
Welcome!
Is this the 05 Game of the Year?
Oh, yeah. Whoops. It just missed the 04 Game of the Year. Ah, I'm stupid. Resident Evil 4... I've never even played a Resident Evil game before. I had no reason to. I mean, it's some survival horror with tank controls, who cares? Resident Evil 4 comes out, it has really good reviews. Then, I rented it, I believe, and I finally bought it in August. It took me that long to get it. And I regret every single day of not buying it in January. Because the game...
That's deep, Mark.
It is such an amazing game. And it says only for GameCube on it, but they had to go and release it for PS2.
Thanks, guys!
Yay! Shut up, PS2 person. Man, graphics suck on that. Their hair doesn't move. You want non-moving hair, Resident Evil 4?
I want moving hair in Shadow of the Colossus. Now continue your review.
Man... You're stupid. Resident Evil 4 is so amazing. It has the new over-the-shoulder gameplay style, which we should now be seeing in many new games. I think it would work great for like Luigi's Mansion or something, personally. I mean, it's innovative gameplay, really scary. I'm going on record, the best graphics for this generation.
Ever?
For GameCube, PS2, Xbox, PC. Well, no, not PC. GameCube, PS2, Xbox. Best graphics of this generation in the past 4 years.
Oh. My. God.
Best graphics without a doubt. They're unmatched. The fire looks better than fire made on a 360 game. And Call of Duty...
That's just 360 sucks.
It depends on how you make the game. It shows... really shows the GameCube's power. Controls are amazing. I heard a control stuck on PS2. You got the interactive cutscenes. You've got everything. Replayability. I played the game fully twice in under 2 weeks. I played it that much. Full game twice.
Did that mark? I beat Devil May Cry 3 four times. Aha.
Shut up. There's no reason not to buy it unless you're under 17. Which, God forbid, you buy it while you're 16 like I did.
Oh, yeah. Tell them that story real quick, Mark.
In August 4, it might have been July, but I think it was August, I went to go buy it for my friend because I was at the mall, and he wasn't. I'm 16 at the time. And I walk up to the counter, I give him the game, and I was going to be carded.
Woo!
Oh, man. I've never had a worse experience in my life. Because evidently, because I was only 17, my mind is still too impressionable at that stage of my life. And if I see the head blown off of some infected villager with a plaga, that means I'm going to go find another guy infected by a plaga and go shoot him with a his head off. If anybody knows the location of a guy with a plaga inside of him, I'd like you to post it on my blog. So I can go take a shotgun and go pop him in the face. Thank you, Evie Games. You ruined my life.
With your new used games.
And it was about 2:30 at the time, so I figured it'd be switching to the late shift soon. Finally, around 3:30, I kind of chilled outside the store in the mall, and two other guys were working later. Much younger guys. The other guy was like 45 or something, some crazy computer tech guy. And then like these couple like 25-year-olds just started working. Can I buy Original 4? Sure thing, man. It's a great game. Have fun. And it wasn't even for me, it was for my friend and who at the time was 17. And then
I'm 17 now, by the way.
I've been 17. I drove to your house today.
Lucky you. I'm getting my license in what? 10 days?
10 days? That's not bad.
10 days.
But finally I bought it in August or something like when I was 17, so they didn't even card me that time. I was really pissed. I wish they did card me just so I could show my license and go, booyah. I have to edit that out.
No, you don't. Female dog. Nothing to worry about. Keep going.
Okay, I don't want to put the explicit tag on this on iTunes.
No one's gonna care.
Alright.
No one's gonna care. No.
Alright. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Buy it. Over. 10 out of 10.
Damn, you got it.
Don't buy for PS2 unless you have to.
Like me.
Yeah, if you don't have a GameCube, and if you don't have an extra $80 to go buy a pre-owned one. Yeah, like all you people who are about to go buy Guitar Hero for PS2, don't buy a GameCube pre-owned. It's not the same amount.
Harsh, man.
And then go buy Resident Evil 4. Plus, Resident Evil 4 would be cheaper for GameCube, but it's been out longer.
Alright, there's your GameCube game. What's next, Mark?
Who really cares about Xbox? 360 hasn't been out long enough. Who cares about PSP? DS. DS, Mario Kart. DS. Henry gave a review of that.
Hands down?
Yeah, hands down. Best DS game out there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Alright, Mario Kart DS, 10 out of 10. Henry pretty much nailed it, 2 weeks ago. It debuted the Wi-Fi. Extremely replayable, best Mario Kart out there, tons of characters, tons of unlockables, great multiplayer, great tracks. I love the old tracks remade for the new system. They even put the dual screens in good use. Touchscreen's still good because they don't focus on it enough, but it's still there. You got your power sliding, you've got tons of great driving techniques, tons of characters. I'm like repeating myself now, but I can't stress it more enough. $35, buy it. 10 out of 10.
Nice.
Game of the year.
I think, is that a wrap, Mark?
GBA.
Oh, GBA, go for it.
I reviewed it 2 weeks ago, review sucked. But Gunstar Superheroes. I'm calling it out there.
Hands down again?
Let me think. I'm gonna go with hands down.
Okay.
Hands down. especially if you bought Gunstar Heroes for the Genesis and you loved it, which you would've if anybody actually bought the game, you'll love Super Heroes. 9 out of 10. I might have given it about an 8.5 back when I reviewed it, but I was stupid at the time.
Right.
And I played more of it. 9 out of 10. It's worth buying it, even if you have a DS, anything. If you don't have a GBA or a DS, you're some loser. You should probably just rethink your gaming life.
Career, yeah.
Career, no, preferences. Buy it.
Alright.
There's a game of the year.
Thank you, and...
We're just gonna end?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you and good night. Hope you guys enjoyed that one more than you did number 3.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas and Merry Happy Christmas. New Year!
Happy New Year! It's already 06.
Let's have a good year for the games in 2006.
Oh, we're gonna have tons of great times. Twilight Princess, Nintendo Revolution, PS3, perhaps the Final Fantasy VII Remake. We got E305 coming up in a couple months. Before that, we've got Game Developers Conference. We already had CES.
E3 2005 one?
2006. Six.
Lucky six.
Not five. Idiot.
And idiot.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Good night and good night.
Good night. What's with the good night stuff? What are they listening to in the morning? I personally listen to my podcast in the morning on the way to school.
Alright, well, good day.
Good day, but what if they listen to it at night?
Good.
Good something.
Good something,
good
guys.
Good gaming.
Good. There you go.
Good gaming.
Good gaming.
This is Following Evolution. We own the gaming world. Cha-ching! Free doors!
Come back anytime.